and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. OPEC and its ally Russia trying to figure out what to do about oil production, ultimately impacting how much you pay at the gas pump.
Prices have tumbled recently despite their efforts to prop them up. That's been a good thing for U.S. drivers who've been able to fill their gas tanks for less. But it's bad news for the OPEC Plus coalition countries whose oil income props up their economies. They've faced setbacks in keeping prices up despite initial fears that the Israel-Hamas war could affect oil flows.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Israel says two more Israeli hostages have now been released by Hamas in Gaza. Earlier, a 49-year-old Israeli-American woman was set free.
Leah Benin is safe in Egypt. She's crossed the border. I talked with her mother and father. They're very appreciative, and things are moving well. She'll soon be home with her three children.
President Biden applauding the release of the woman whose husband remains in Hamas custody. The Gaza ceasefire, extended for 24 hours, is now in its seventh day. He was a towering figure of 20th century American diplomacy. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died.
Kissinger was a giant in foreign policy, having served in both the Nixon and Ford administrations. He played a key role in getting the U.S. out of Vietnam and helped pave the way for formalized relations with China. Kissinger was both reviled and revered, drawing harsh criticism and earning a Nobel Peace Prize. The German-born diplomat remained active in diplomacy and consulting after his government service, occasionally attending White House meetings as an elder statesman.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 300 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-858-1199. That's 800-858-1199.
Stop overpaying for wireless. There is a better way. PureTalk saves the average family about $1,000 a year on the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less, and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Now that the inaugural Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix is said and done, the Las Vegas Strip slowly returning to normal, trees returning to the front of Bellagio, and a promise that the gondoliers will soon be back at the lagoon that fronts the Venetian. Still not known, though, how long it will take to break down that three-story grandstand and luxury boxes that are blocking the view of the Bellagio fountains that we get from Las Vegas Boulevard. MGM Resorts officials say the structure will be dismantled and stored in a parking garage until next year's race. Venetian officials say the viewing platform that covered the outdoor lagoon will be removed as soon as possible, and the singing gondoliers will soon return. Nevada may still have one of the country's highest unemployment rates, but we continue to add jobs. Hundreds of jobs are for the taking around the Las Vegas Strip, with job fairs scheduled throughout the month of December. Rio Las Vegas has more than 100 full-time and part-time positions available for its new canteen food hall, which is opening in January of next year. It has a hiring event going on December 6th, that's next Wednesday, for cooks, chefs, baristas, and bartender positions. Atomic Golf, a golf entertainment venue that's opening early next year at the Strat, is holding multiple job fairs at WeWork in Town Square. They're hiring hospitality and maintenance-related positions. Meanwhile, two new resorts are about to open. Durango Resort and Casino, hiring 1,400 workers when it is fully staffed. It opens December 5th. Fountain Blue Las Vegas will open on the 13th of December on the North Strip. It will employ 7,100 people. The M Resort getting ready to break ground on a 384-room resort tower. Company officials say they will also release new renderings of the $206 million project on December 11th. The hotel casino, its room capacity will nearly double when that new tower is completed. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Are you shopping for health care coverage for a small business? Whether you're renewing a plan or shopping for a new one, the Vegas Chamber Health Plan, backed by Anthem, has many of the advantages usually reserved for a larger organization, like access to care across Nevada at lower cost. Lock in quality health care at budget-friendly prices through July 2024. Go to vegaschamber.com/anthem. Brought to you by the Vegas Chamber in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
We are learning more about a tragic incident that happened early this morning on I-15 on the way into North Las Vegas. Two Nevada State Troopers that were assisting a motorist were struck and killed about 4 o'clock this morning. So a heavy police presence has shut down a stretch of northbound 15 through downtown Las Vegas. That's Charleston, 15 northbound between Charleston and Washington. Also, all ramps from 95 to get onto 15 are closed down. The area around Washington and D Street is shut down as well with a heavy police presence. Best bet as far as freeway travels is to exit 15 northbound or at Sahara or sooner and go up to Charleston's as far as you can get. Use Valley View or Decatur for northbound travels or to the east. Try Las Vegas Boulevard to continue northbound travels. You'll be able to exit 15 northbound from Lake Mead Boulevard, but you cannot get there by way of I-15 between Charleston and Washington for now. Cool and cloudy day today with afternoon highs that hover right around 60 degrees, only 45 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him foot.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local, everything you need to know to start your day. I'm so glad you've made the choice to join us this morning. We're going to have the very latest on that I-15 closure. Mark Thomas is going to be standing by at the traffic desk, and we'll have the very, very latest. It is something that nobody understands. Nobody can explain how it's going to work, other than we know that there is a very dangerous side to what is called ranked choice voting. There's a big seminar, a grassroots seminar tomorrow at the Ahern, coming up from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and with the featured speaker is going to be a good friend of ours, Stavros Anthony, the Nevada Lieutenant Governor, who joins us. Stavros, how you been, my friend?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Good to be with you, and good to be on your show talking to your listeners.
I don't want to give away any of the trade secrets, but can you give us the gist of what you're going to be talking about tomorrow at the Ahern?
Well, as you mentioned, we're going to have a great event tomorrow at the Ahern. It starts at 11 a.m. and finishes up at 4 p.m. It's only $5 to attend. It includes a lunch. But more importantly, we're going to have some great speakers and great organizations there. They're going to be talking about this really lousy ballot initiative called ranked choice voting. I mean, you got to listen to some of the organizations that are going to be there. Turning Point Action, Heritage Action for America, Honest Elections, Project Action, Nevada Policy Research Institute, Save Our State. So we're going to have about 8 or 9 speakers before me that are really going to drill into why ranked choice voting is such a bad idea.
Who is supporting ranked choice voting on the other side, the folks who support ranked choice voting? Who is it that's promoting this?
You know what? That's a great question. We don't really understand who's supporting it. It appeared at the last election cycle in 2002. It was a ballot initiative. Nobody was really paying much attention to it. There were so many elections going on at the time, some important elections, so people were really looking at what it meant. And there was a lot of money put into ranked choice voting to approve it, and not much on the opposition side, and ended up passing by 53%. So this go around, we've decided that we need to delve into who exactly is supporting this concept and why it's a bad idea, and that's why this kind of this kickoff tomorrow is to talk about that. So I'm actually looking forward to hearing some of these great speakers tomorrow that are going to talk about ranked choice voting, why it's a bad idea, who's behind it, why do some organizations support it, so we can start educating the public on why this needs to be roundly defeated during the next the next voting cycle.
And why is it that nobody understands this idea, this concept, if you will, of ranked choice voting? I mean, I could line up 1,000 people and not find 10 that can explain it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just another it's another way for to really mess up our election system. I mean, it's a very confusing process, is ranked choice voting. I mean, basically, people show up to vote, and they're supposed to rank their top 5 candidates. They could be Republicans, they could be Democrats, they could be independents. Democrats can vote for Republicans. Republicans can vote for Democrats. Democrat Party could pile on to, you know, support a Republican candidate that's probably not a good candidate. And it really confuses the voter, because they have to sit down and rank their top 5 candidates. And if they don't rank them, if they miss one, their vote doesn't count. And then once the ranking occurs, then I even have a hard time understanding it. They have to start figuring out who received the top 3 and then eliminate the bottom one, and then those votes go to somebody else. So I think it's underlying, it's another way to destroy our election system. The ones that are historically have been behind destroying our election system is the Democrat Party.
Again, Stavros Anthony joining us, Nevada Lieutenant Governor. Does this mean that if ranked choice voting is implemented, that we'll still be able to get election results on election night? Or does this mean we're going to be waiting for days and maybe weeks for the end result of these elections?
Well, actually, it's going to make it worse. I mean, right now, the way that our system is set up with this all mail-in ballots, we don't know, even today, we don't know who won on election day, because all these ballots come in on the day of the election, and it takes a week to count all these ballots. So the last couple of election cycles, we didn't know who the winner was for a week to 10 days. In fact, I was involved in that when I ran for the Clark County Commission several years ago. When I woke up on election day, I was up over 3,000 votes, and I thought I had won, but they spent the next week counting mail-in ballots that had come in right before election day, and even election day, and I ended up losing by 10 votes. So it took a, number one, it took a week to find out who won, and number two, it completely destroyed our election system because people thought I had won, and then 7 days later I had lost. So this is going to make it even worse because now once the election day occurs, then you have to spend there's a couple of states that are doing this right now, and it's taken 2 weeks
to You've go got the to be kidding. System. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
You're ranked, and then they're counted, and then they're eliminated, and then votes are given to other people. It's taken up to 2 weeks to find out who won. And that is completely, completely unacceptable. And that's why this ballot initiative needs to be defeated. And that's why we're gearing up tomorrow to start educating folks on why this is a bad idea and why we need to defeat it 100%.
Stavros, the thing I worry about most is that this is going to, I think, disenfranchise voters. And voters, you've been a part of this system before. A lot of folks know who they support. They know who they hate. But beyond that, they don't know a lot about the candidates. How are they going to suddenly start ranking candidates?
Yeah, Kevin, that's a great observation. I mean, that's one of the problems with ranked choice voting is, you know, today, voting is fairly easy. It's you decide who you support, you go down, you vote for them, and that's it. But now you're going to have to take the top, have to find five people. Even if you don't like a candidate and you do not want them to win, you still have to rank them in your ranking process, and that is just absurd. So a lot of voters, you're right, they're just going to say, you know what, this is way too complicated for me. I don't understand what I'm doing. I can't go down there and cast a vote for candidate A, who I like, and then also can't cast a vote for candidate B, who I despise, and still vote for him. I'm just not going to be part of the process. And it is. It's going to disenfranchise a lot of people because they just don't want to go through all that uncertainty and all trying to figure out what they're supposed to do.
We're coming up on a presidential election year. You are not going to be on the ballot, but you are obviously observing what's going on here in the state of Nevada. Can you give me your sense of what's going on out there from a presidential politics standpoint? What is going on? Donald Trump continues to lead. He's leading big here in Nevada. He even beats Biden here in Nevada. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on out there in the electorate? You keep your ears close to the ground. What's going on?
Well, you know, when I travel around the state, I talk to a lot of folks, not just in Las Vegas and Reno, but up in Ely and Tonopah and, Winnemucca, Battle Mountain, a lot of folks in our rural areas. And it seems to be a lot of the support is for President Trump. That seems to be the observation that I'm making. And then, a close second is Ron DeSantis. He's absolutely very popular in Nevada, but it's from what I've been seeing, talking to folks and, you know, looking at yard signs, things of that nature, President Trump is very, very popular in Nevada.
How do you explain it? I mean, he's got all these indictments, he's got court appearances, he's got all kinds of stuff going on, which would kill a candidacy for any other office other than this one and this race. How do you explain it?
Well, I think a couple of reasons. First of all, just compare life today with life when President Trump was president. I mean, gas was $2 a gallon, inflation was 1 or 2%. Interest rates to buy a house were 2 or 3%. It was fairly cheap to buy groceries. The border was shut down. We weren't allowing millions of illegal aliens to come into the country. We weren't at war with anybody. Our enemies were actually scared of us and wouldn't take any steps to try to provoke us. So the country was in a much better place, but more importantly, people's lives were in a much better place than are today. And the second part, I think people are starting to see that Donald Trump is being persecuted. I mean, all these trials that are coming up, all these criminal prosecutions, all these civil prosecutions are nothing but scams. And people are starting to see that. And, you know, if it was one court case, you know, people would probably pay attention to it. But when you get four, five, six, seven court cases and multiple prosecutions, people start to see this as the Democrat Party being scared of Donald Trump winning again. And they're going to do everything they can to try to get the folks to think of him as some kind of a criminal felon. I think the people are starting to see through that.
And by the way, breaking news at this hour, New York Appeals Court has reinstated a gag order against Donald Trump in that civil fraud trial. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. We'll have details. I know the folks at Town Hall will have details. One more time, though, I want to make sure that we get the information out about tomorrow. It is a major, major event. The Dangers of Ranked Choice Voting, a grassroots seminar. Stavros Anthony, our guest, will be the keynote speaker. You'll be speaking, what, about 3:15?
Yes, sir. It's again, like you said, it starts at 11 o'clock, and for 3-4 hours, there's going to be some great speakers there from some outstanding institutions, not just here in Nevada, but all over the country. So you're going to be with a great group of Americans talking about election integrity, ranked choice voting. Lunch will be around 12:30, and then I'll wrap everything up around 3:15 with kind of an overall discussion on election integrity. But if you really want to, we need all your listeners to come out and learn about the dangers of ranked choice voting so they can be on the ground talking to their neighbors and friends and getting the word out that this is a terrible idea and it will completely destroy our election process.
If folks want more information, where is the best place for them to go, or can they just show up?
Yes, just show up. Anytime between 11 and 4 tomorrow at the Ahern on 300 West Sahara. I'll be glad to have you. Just show up, and we'd love to have some great, as many great Americans as possible show up, and that I know that's who listens to your show.
There you go. Hey, Stavros, always good to talk with you. Thank you so much. I'll be looking forward to your speech tomorrow. Should be a good one. I can't wait. I absolutely can't wait. Thanks so much, my friend.
All right. Have a great day.
There you go. Stavros Anthony, Lieutenant Governor, and he is also my friend. And every time Greek Fest comes around, I always look forward to seeing him. It's always fun. Breaking bread with this man. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll break down the upcoming Gavin Newsom versus Ron DeSantis debate on Fox News. What do we expect to hear?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. In fact, I was in the chair for about an hour and 15 minutes the other day getting some bridge work done. He is absolutely wonderful. He can be your dentist, too. And now True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That's a $150 value, absolutely free. I love free. True Dentistry with two convenient locations in the Southwest. That's where I go. And in Summerlin, call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com. That's truedentistry.com. Coming up on the program, E.J. Antoni is a pretty smart dude. He knows all about the economy. We just survived, if you will, the most expensive Thanksgiving in our history. And the question is it getting worse or is it getting better? Are we going to end up in a situation where everything is going to keep costing more? How will we change all that? We'll get a chance to hear from E.J. Antoni from the Heritage Foundation and get the very latest. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
some much-deserved recognition for UNLV football head coach Barry Odom, who was named Mountain West Coach of the Year. Odom has led the Rebels to a 9-3 record and the Mountain West Championship game in his first year with the program. That game will be played on Saturday at Allegiant Stadium against Boise State. The Broncos are currently 2.5-point favorites. Kickoff at noon on Saturday. The Vegas Golden Knights wrap up a tough stretch of games in their schedule tonight. The reigning Stanley Cup champions will have played 8 of 9 games on the road after tonight's tilt in Vancouver. Puck drops at 7. And the Los Angeles Lakers are in Oklahoma City this evening. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 4:45.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the